Arthur, Judge Jesse, circa 1902. My brother, Judge Arthur, I have a very deep interest in your soul's salvation. I am to have no controversy with Dr. Kellogg. Therefore, I cannot converse with him. Without having controversy in regard to your own course of action, knowing your trials and temptations, I would say to you, it is a solemn matter to die, but it is a far more solemn matter with us to live the life of the righteous. In this our day, many have convictions in regard to divine things. They are not now decidedly to be Christians, but they do have some strong convictions, and we are coming in contact with these souls continually. Can those who claim to be Christians suppose and take it for granted that they are, while gathering up a mass of hay, wood, and stubble? Such make a profession of Christ, but they are not clear, distinct, decided Christians for time and for eternity. Their influence is not decidedly and thoroughly Christ-like. The great heart center is not converted unto Christ for him to transform the character. Hasn't each man and woman a personality? The Lord is desirous that this impressible kind of person shall have the safest kind of an experience that will be to his own present and future eternal profit. He must realize that he then needs a deep and most thorough work. The proof must be in the man, in his manner of speaking, in his manner of handling religious things which are sacred. Great things are to appear as the result of the Holy Spirit's working upon the soul. Paul the Apostle, addressing the Romans as men having the Spirit of God dwelling in them, adds, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Romans 8, verse 9. Christ's people are to be peculiarly considered as one with Christ. Christ has a people he denominated in a most clear, remarkable manner. He calls them peculiar, his own, to do willingly whatsoever he would tell them to do. People whom he has chosen from the foundation of the world, and they become wedded with Christ. He has chosen them, denominated them for himself, redeemed them from among men, and if they continue in their devoted service, he has communion with them. They have separated from worldlings to keep close beside Christ to learn that everything is to be done to the glory of God. They are specially good and cultured by the impartation of Christ's grace. All those who are really Christ's are denominated as coming out from the world and being separate from the world and are named as his disciples. They are ever to feel like docile children to hear the words of truth and obey them because they are truth. One with Christ, they are learners. I address those who claim to have learned of Christ. God grant that this may be the true Christ knowledge they receive from him. From him, his followers know the things he teaches them, and this teaching from Christ they receive as genuine knowledge.